news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President-elect Joe Biden announced his choices for his national security team on Tuesday. Biden said the experts he chose had the experience to restore America's global leadership in fighting terrorism, climate change, and nuclear proliferation.
It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it. They'll tell me what I need to know, not what I want to know, what I need to know.
Biden noted that his choice for Director of National Intelligence, former Deputy Director of the CIA, Avril Haines, would be the first woman in the post. He also pointed out that his selection for the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, would be the first Latino and the first immigrant in that job. Jake Sullivan was then VP Biden's national security advisor and also worked in Hillary Clinton's State Department as head of policy planning. Biden nominated him to be national security advisor. Linda Thomas Greenfield is a career diplomat who served as the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. She's Biden's choice to be UN ambassador. Former Secretary of State and Senator John Kerry will re-enter government as Biden's special climate envoy. And for Secretary of State, Joe Biden named Tony Blinken. He served as one of Biden's top Senate aides, then as Deputy National Security Advisor and Deputy Secretary of State under President Obama. Wall Street obviously liked the announcements as the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 30,000 points on Tuesday for the first time in history. Of course, Donald Trump tried to take credit for the record, bizarrely delivering an unusual 63-second long statement in the White House briefing room, during which he called the number sacred.
The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it. And it's the 48th time that we've broken records during the Trump administration. And I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that work so hard. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Wow. Thankfully, news organizations ran headlines noting that the record came as the Biden transition is finally getting underway and Janet Yellen was announced as Treasury Secretary. The Drudge Report ran a particularly brutal headline declaring stocks soar on Trump's exit. So Trump left the briefing room without taking any questions. He also ignored reporters later in the day when he appeared in the Rose Garden for the annual turkey pardon. But his comments were snide and sarcastic, alluding to a fraudulent election for some reason. And again, he took no questions, even though the assembled press shouted them about who else he might pardon on his way out the door. Axios reported Tuesday night that Trump has told confidants he plans to pardon Michael Flynn. Meanwhile, Joe Biden won in Pennsylvania and Nevada again, as election officials on Tuesday officially certified those wins in those states. Moving on to the virus. The United States reported 2,146 deaths from the coronavirus on Tuesday, the highest daily death total in 6 months. The nation also reported 172,935 new infections, and the number of hospitalizations also hit a new high of 88,080 people. Millions are expected to ignore guidelines against holiday travel this week, and experts have warned that we could see infection numbers explode. But at least there was some more promising news on the vaccine front. The federal government saying it plans to distribute 6.4 million doses of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine within 24 hours of regulatory approval for emergency use, which is expected before Christmas. The first shots will go to frontline healthcare workers, according to General Gustav Perna, the man who's overseeing logistics for Operation Warp Speed. And thankfully, Biden's incoming coronavirus team is now in on the discussions. The White House agreed on Tuesday to let President-elect Joe Biden start receiving the intelligence summaries in the presidential daily brief. That decision comes a day after Trump's announcement that he had instructed his administration to start cooperating with the Biden transition team. And Biden did receive that briefing Wednesday morning. The Centers for Disease Control is now considering reducing the recommended quarantine time for people exposed to the virus from 14 days down to 10 or even 7. This according to Admiral Brett Giroir from the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
The CDC is reviewing data. As you know, it's quarantine for 14 days. Half of people become symptomatic by day 5. That's when the virus is present, and there's a long tail of very low probability afterwards. So the postulate is, and the CDC is looking at, it'll be driven by data, if you get a test at day 7 or day 10, particularly, can that shorten your quarantine from 14 days to perhaps 10 days? This is not an announcement that it's safe, but we're looking at that.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.